Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, The Speed of Cities. So in yesterday's lesson, we talked about how Robert Levine, a social psychologist, wanted to figure out how related the speed of people walking in a city was to that city's prosperity. Maybe a richer or bigger city had people that were walking faster. And maybe people of poorer cities, the people there walked slower. Well, I do wonder about other things. Also, time. Time could also be affected. Maybe you have a watch or a clock. Do you set your clock fast or slow? Maybe that could also reveal something about your city. Carolyn, how accurate is your watch?
Well, I actually don't wear a watch.
Yes, I see that.
Yes, but all of my clocks have different times on them. One clock is about 17 minutes fast,
what?
And the other one's 2 minutes fast, and
Wait, why is that?
Computer is synced with a satellite, so it's actually on time.
Is that to help you be on time, or maybe be early in some cases?
It's so I'm always early.
Okay, that's a good idea. I used to have a watch that was set 17 minutes fast. I always hoped I would forget how fast it was so that I could actually be on time. Anyway, how accurate is your watch, or how accurate are your clocks, or whatever you use to tell time? That could reveal something about your personality. Right now it's time for us to get started with our lesson for today. Let's look at the pace of life.
The speed of cities. Pace of life. Walking speed is only part of the pace of life in any city. The pace of life also includes how fast people talk, how quickly a bank teller gives out change, and how accurate everyone's watch is. Levine also researched some other factors and found that the pace of life was fastest in Western Europe and Japan. East Asian economic powers like Hong Kong and South Korea landed in the middle, along with Canada and the U.S. The slowest pace seemed to be in Central and South America and in Indonesia.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Can the speed of how we walk tell us anything about how successful we'll be? We're back for day two of our article, looking at how walking speed and life success are related. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Teller. Teller is a noun. Don't be rude to the teller. She's holding all your money. Well-being. Well-being is a noun. Tracy cared about her son's well-being, so she fed him lots of healthy food. Urgency. Urgency is a noun. Doug felt a sense of urgency as he neared the hospital and he began to drive faster. Thrive. Thrive is a verb. Nathaniel thrives in the high-pressure environment of television filming. Your more information word is culprit. Culprit is a noun. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
Okay, let's look at this section called Pace of Life. So, walking speed is only part of the pace of life in any city. Of course, there are other components, other parts to the pace of life.
That's right, and we see what those are. The pace of life also includes how fast people talk, how quickly a bank teller gives out change, and how accurate everyone's watch is. So, earlier we were talking about how accurate our watches or our clocks are, and Mine are pretty fast. Gabe, how accurate is yours again?
Well, it was 17 minutes fast to help me to be on time, or to help me to be early. Right now, of course, I have no watch. I don't use a watch, but my cell phone is synced with satellites, so it's exactly on time. So we're talking here about these different things, and they can reveal a lot about a city or the pace of life. Let's take a look at a key word here. It is teller. We're talking about a bank teller. And what is a bank teller?
Well, the bank teller is the person sitting at the counter of the bank that you go to talk to if you want to withdraw money or make a deposit or discuss something about your account. And it's very important to be nice to the bank teller because he or she is holding all of your change.
That's a good point. Be nice to your bank teller. Now, there is this word teller in the letters ATM. You don't always have to go to a bank to withdraw money. You can go to an automated teller machine, the ATM. That's something that you can work with to get your money.
That's right. Now, there is a word in this sentence, the word change, and it has many different uses. So, let's go to the information cloud and see what Steve and Ken have to say about this.
As you may know, the word change can be used to describe money, but be careful how you use it. Steve, are coins the same as change?
Yes, Ken, that's one definition of change. Even though we say coins with an S, we cannot add an S to change. So I might have 5 coins in my pocket, but together they are called change or loose change.
Also, we use change to mean not just coins, but when we need to break a large bill for smaller bills. For example, I might have a $20 bill, but I need to make a phone call so I can ask someone if they have change for $20.
Change can also refer to the money returned to you after you pay for something with more money than it costs. If I hand over a $10 bill on a $9 purchase, I will get $1 in change.
And then there's exact change. To have exact change means to have the exact amount of money that an item costs. In some places, public buses require passengers to have exact change. The bus driver does not give money back. People must pay exactly what the cost is.
And if you don't have exact change, you can, of course, pay more, but you won't get any change in return.
Change 这个字要注意，它有几个不同的意思。Change 可以表示零钱，也就是所谓的 loose change。比如说 I have some loose change in my pocket, 我口袋里有一些零钱铜板。Change 也可以表示兑换找开来的钱。如果我有一张100块钱的纸钞，我可以问 Do you have change for 100? 你能够帮我把这张百元钞票找开吗？而对方给你的零钱就是你要的change. 今天的课文讲到 how quickly a bank teller gives out change, 银行出纳员找钱的速度。要注意 change 是个不可数名词，不能够加 s。另外还有所谓的 exact change, 也就是数不找零。如果你搭公车看到一个牌子上写着 exact change, 那你就要预备足够的零钱。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云观见。
Thank you, guys. Well, change is good. Let's continue talking about this pace of life. Levine also researched some other factors and found that the pace of life was fastest in Western Europe and Japan. Okay, so Robert Levine discovered this. The pace of life is faster in Western Europe and the Asian country of Japan.
Well, that is very interesting, but as we learned yesterday, Ireland had the fastest walkers, mm-hmm. and that would be part of Western Europe. So I guess that whole area, people have a very fast-paced lifestyle. They do things very quickly. And also in Japan, I know I've been to Tokyo, and things definitely move very quickly there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've never been to Western Europe, but I've been to countries in Eastern Europe where the pace of life is a little slower, and I've also been to some countries where they're known for not having great economies. Their economy is a little poorer, and it's a little more comfortable to live there because I like that slower pace of life, but I guess it is related to the economy a little bit.
That's what we are learning today, and we see that East Asian economic powers like Hong Kong and South Korea landed in the middle, along with Canada and the U.S. So they don't have quite such a fast-paced lifestyle. They're in the middle. Now, where is the slowest pace, Gabe?
Well, we see here the slowest pace seemed to be in Central and South America and somewhere else and in Indonesia. So they're not just in the same part of the world. We saw the fastest walkers were in Western Europe and in Japan. We see the slowest walkers are in South and Central America and in Indonesia.
Well, South and Central America and Indonesia, many of those countries are still developing. They don't have very strong economies, and a lot of their economy is based on farming. So it's a little bit difficult for them to catch up in this technology age where everything is done so quickly in these larger cities, especially in the West and in Japan, where everything is so fast-paced, it is done immediately.
That's
because of our technology.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find it interesting that some of the countries that I like visiting or that I want to visit are these countries that have a slower pace of life. I think that's something that attracts me to these countries is that it's more laid back, more relaxed. People aren't going as fast. And I kind of like that. But it is kind of interesting to see how it's related to these countries' economies.
Well, that is something that we will be talking about in our next section. But first, we want to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看今天课文的副标题里面的 pace of life 中的 pace 这个名词。Pace 是指节奏或者速度。例如 ,Helen is still adjusting to the fast pace of city life. Helen 还在适应都市生活快速的步调。Pace 也指走路的速度。例如 ,the girl's pace quickened when she felt someone was following her. 当这个女孩感觉有人在跟踪她的时候她加快了脚步。接下来我们看的是 teller 这个名词。teller 是指柜员或者是出纳。例如 ,the bank teller is very friendly to her customers. 这位银行的柜台小姐对客户非常亲切。或者是 ,the bank teller is verifying the check with her supervisor. 这位银行的柜员正在和主管确认这张支票。如果是银行的自动柜员机就叫做 automatic teller machine, 又简称为 ATM。
We are on the second day of our article, The Speed of Cities, and today we are talking all about the pace of life. In Robert Levine's experiment, his worldwide experiment looking at how fast people walked, he realized that there are also other factors, things like how fast people talk, how quickly a bank teller gives out change, and how accurate everyone's watch is. Well,those are things to think about when talking about the speed of a city and its pace of life. Now, to continue on with our article, we'll be learning something a little bit different.
The speed of cities. Along with wealth, population size, and culture also affect the pace of life.But how does pace affect the well-being of people in the fast lane? Studies show that time urgency predicts heart disease. People who move fast and feel stressed about time are more likely to die of heart disease than those who live slower lives. So does walking fast make people ill? Or is the fast-paced, stressed lifestyle the culprit? While some people thrive under stress, most don't, and should slow down. What's your city's speed? Is it better to be fast and pursue economic success, or to move more slowly and live a healthier life?
Okay, at the beginning of this section, we read, along with wealth, population size and culture also affect the pace of life. So there's lots of things that will affect the pace of life. It's not just how wealthy a country is. But how do we continue here?
Well, but how does pace affect the well-being of people in the fast lane? Now, this sentence is great, this question, and there are many things from it we want to talk about. The first is the keyword well-being. Now, what does that mean, Gabe, well-being?
Well, your well-being is really your health. But we're not just talking about physical health. We're talking about emotional, intellectual, mental, spiritual health, your well-being as a whole person. That is what we mean when we talk about someone's well-being or a country's well-being.
That's right. So, along with wealth and all of these other things, population size, culture, we also talk about how the pace of life affects a person's well-being. And not just the well-being of someone who is enjoying a nice, relaxed life, but someone who is living in the fast lane. And that is a great phrase that we also want to look at. In the fast lane. If you live in the fast lane, that means that you are under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. You must do things very quickly.
It's true. I think this phrase or this idiom is kind of from driving, maybe driving on a freeway. On a lot of freeways, you will have a fast lane, and that is, in the United States, is the very far left lane. That's where you can go the fastest. And so slower drivers, you should not drive in the fast lane. You should let faster drivers drive in that lane. Well, many people live like this. They live life in the fast lane. They just want to get from point A to point B as quick as possible.
And they don't slow down. Now, we will see whether or not this is a good thing, because usually we think of doing things as quickly as possible, getting them done so we can do more. That's good. Mm-hmm. However, studies show that time urgency predicts heart disease. This sounds very serious, Gabe.
Yes, it does. It predicts heart disease. Studies show. Yesterday we saw a phrase, research suggests. You can kind of use these phrases in the same way, okay? Studies show that time urgency predicts heart disease. Let's look at that word from our word bank, urgency. If you have the urgency to do something, that means you need to do it now. It's very important. Do it as quick as possible.
That's right. So, something that is very important, you might have a project that you need to finish. Mm-hmm. There is urgency to finish this project. The deadline is tomorrow.
That's right. It's urgent. That's the adjective form, U-R-G-E-N-T. I need to get in touch with the boss. It's urgent. Okay? So these things, time urgency predict heart disease. And we continue, people who move fast and feel stressed about time are more likely to die of heart disease than those who live slower lives.
Well, so, does walking fast make people ill? Now, I don't know about that, since a lot of doctors recommend that people walk faster to get mm-hmm. good exercise. It's better for you to walk quickly. But maybe this fast-paced lifestyle. We have another question there, Gabe. Read that for us.
That's right. Or is the fast-paced, stressed lifestyle the culprit? And if you're the culprit, that means you are to blame. We can blame you for the problem. You know, Carolyn, I was reading recently about the lifespan of celebrities, people who like to live where everyone knows what they are doing. Actually, they don't live as long as other normal people, and maybe they have a more stressed lifestyle.
Well, that very well could be the culprit. Continuing on, while some people thrive under stress, most don't, and should slow down. So, we see a word from our word bank there, the word thrive. If you thrive doing something, then you are very successful at it. Perhaps even prosperous. You do very well.
Okay. Well, do you thrive under stress? That means you thrive and do really well with a lot of pressure. You have to get something done really quickly and you thrive. You think it's wonderful to have this kind of stress. I do well under stress, but I can't imagine having stress all the time. Every once in a while, it's good to have stress, and I do thrive under that kind of stress.
Well, that means that maybe you should slow down at other parts of your work schedule. Well, what's your city speed? Is it better to be fast and pursue economic success, or to move more slowly and live a healthier life? Think about that. For right now, we are going to go watch a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, everyone, walk faster. Walk faster, please.
Okay, thank you.
Well, what's happening here? Is there an emergency?
Oh, no. Now hurry up and walk faster. Walk, walk, walk.
Why should I walk faster?
Because the speed that people walk is strongly related to economic success.
It is?
Yes. Research shows that residents in struggling cities move at a slower pace.
Is that so?
It is. And residents in wealthy cities move faster.
So time is money.
Exactly. Now, hurry up, and could you please try to talk a little faster?
You want me to talk faster, too?
Yes. Your pace of life should be faster. Bank tellers should be quicker. Watches should be accurate. Hurry up and make our city rich.
Will speeding things up really make our city wealthy?
Maybe. So why not try?
Well, because a fast pace can affect our well-being.
What do you mean?
Studies show that people living in the fast lane are more likely to die of heart disease.
Oh, that's not good.
No. So, is it better to be fast and pursue economic success, or move more slowly and live a healthier life?
Okay, everyone, slow down. Man, man, lai. Slow down. Not so fast.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 urgency 这个名词。urgency 是指紧急或者是紧急的事情。例如 ,the urgency of her phone call caused us to drive over to her apartment immediately. 她电话里紧急的语气让我们立刻开车到她的公寓。或者是 the urgency of situation requires our instant response. 情况之危急需要我们立即的反应。它的形容词是 urgent, U-R-G-N-T, 意思就是紧急的。例如 ,there is an urgent need for drinking water and food in the flooded area. 淹水的区域现在有饮用水以及食物的紧急需要。所以我们来看的是 thrive 这个动词。thrive 是指兴旺或者是茁壮生长。例如 ,William's business thrived even during the recession. William 的事业在经济萧条的时候仍然蓬勃发展。如果要说明是靠什么或者是在什么情况下茁壮成长的话是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,plants thrive on sunlight, water, and fresh air. 植物需要阳光、水和新鲜的空气而成长。And now, let's get back to our lesson.
Well, we've been talking about the speed of cities, and we find out that sometimes people have heart disease because of their high stress or the stress in their lives. Well, my question is, do you think that people can live a fast-paced life and care for their personal well-being at the same time? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think it is possible, but it's a very difficult balance to maintain. I think that if you have a fast-paced lifestyle, but also take the time to enjoy those benefits, perhaps the extra money, the other things that you can enjoy from having that type of life, then it should be okay.
It's true. I agree. Well, thank you for joining us for today's lesson. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.